Good Tuesday evening, everyone. Tonight we're live from Battle Mountain High School, the Glenwood Demons and the Battle Mountain Huskies in just the second league game. Glenwood 1-0 in league, girls and boys. Well, Battle Mountain struggling this year, 0-1, 4-10 overall. While we were setting up for this game, the girls' game, we watched a pretty exciting JV game. The Glenwood boys lost. Battle Mountain, young man hit a three-pointer with about 2 seconds left. Then we got the ball back up the court, but couldn't get a shot off, and they lost 47-44. Battle Mountain, as I said, 4-10 overall, 0-1 in league. Their last win was on January 10th, beating Basalt 47-27. Since then, they lost at Durango, Grand Junction Central, Fruit of Monument, Eagle Valley, and Evergreen. Five straight losses. Lady Demons, 0-1, 6-11 overall. Lost their last three games. No. Beat Grand Junction and lost to Erie last Saturday game. We did not attend. 57-25. The bugaboo for Glenwood all season long has been turnovers and a lack of outside shooting, but not protecting the basketball, giving up too many turnovers and getting out-rebounded. So we'll see if we can pick things up here and get a win over Battle Mountain.
I think they ended up with, 27 turnovers that game against Grand Junction?
Yeah.
Grand Junction had over 30. I mean, that was just a sloppy game. Just lots of bad passes.
Yeah. Glenwood has owned this series over the years, going back to 2007. From 07 to 2015, they had a 19-game win streak over Battle Mountain. Battle Mountain had a couple of decent teams, got a couple of wins, and Glenwood's been on an 8-game win streak. They're 31-4 overall, going back to 2007. Our starters for Battle Mountain, Ella Glendining, averages 6 points a game. Izzy Kovacic, 5.2 points per game. Zastro, Isabel Zastro, 5'9 junior. Ashley Rodriguez, 4.1 points per game. And Alessandra Caballero, a 5'7 senior. For Dad Daniel is the head coach. For Glenwood, the starters, Taya Nykirk, Chloe Davies, Madison Stewart, Bailey Winder, and Lindsay Helms. Miss Winder. The opening tip for Glenwood. The tip is won by Glenwood in their road red uniforms. Nykirk has the ball. Lobs it over to Maddie Stewart, left wing. They go down to Helms. His shot is blocked at the block. Knocked out of bounds.
Yeah, it was a block by Glendining.
Inbounds pass goes to Nykirk. Far corner. Weaves her way through the defenders. Goes to Winder. Winder to Davies. Davies cross-court pass to Nykirk, right wing. Lobs it over to Stewart. Stewart to Davies for three. That's off the back of the iron. And the rebound controlled by Battle Mountain. Up the court comes Glendining. Driving all the way. Takes long strides and lays it up and in. 2-0 Battle Mountain. Cross-court pass to Stewart. They get it across the timeline to Helms. Hands it off to Nykirk. Nykirk bounce pass to Helms at the block. Kicks it out to Stewart. Stewart to Nykirk, left wing. Down low, wide open. Bailey Winder. Oh, man, just missed a wide open shot. Helms gets the putback, but it's blocked. Winder did not use the glass at all. Not even close. Here's a three-pointer by Rodriguez. Doesn't go. Rebound control by Winder for Glenwood. 2-0 down the mountain. Up the court to Davies. Davies down to Helms at the block. Puts up a shot. Over the rim, no good. And Glenn Dining putting up good defense there. Rodriguez has it, right wing. Lobs it to Caballero. She had an older sister played here a couple years ago. Could shoot threes like crazy. She's got it left wing. Goes down low in the paint to Zastro. Her shot is blocked. Loose ball taken by Davies from her knees. Almost fell out of bounds. Hands it off to Nykerk. 2-0 Battle Mountain. Nykerk stops. Getting smothered there. Goes to Davies. Davies to Nykerk. Right wing into Stewart. Stewart from the corner. Off the rim, no good. And the rebound controlled by Winder. Put back. That time she used the glass. Got knocked to the floor. Ties the game up. 2-2. 6:03 to go in the first quarter. Glenwood putting on the press, and it's stolen by Nykerk. Goes to Stewart. Stewart down to Helms. In the paint. Fake. Shoots. Missed it badly. Nykerk chases down the ball. She drives to the hoop. Floater. Got it.
Well, it's good to see him, you know, break into the offensive boards here.
Yep. Nykerk's going to be called for a foul. Trying to get a steal there in the inbounds. 4-2 Glenwood. Pass into Caballero. Brings it across. Passes over to Rodriguez, left wing. Back to Caballero at the circle. Kovacic with the ball. High post, right side. Top of the key to Caballero. Up to Kovacic. Down low to Glenn Dining. Her shot, I think she's trying to pass it. And a good defense by Winder. And a steal by Nykerk. Up the court to Davies. 17-footer. Off the rim, no good. Rebound to Stewart. Back to Nykerk, top of the key, fakes the three from the free throw line, stops, kicks it over to Davies. Davies down to Winder, baseline jumper from 10, got it. Winder with 4 points, 6-2. Glenwood, 5:01 to go, and a timeout called. 30-second timeout called by Coach Daniel Caballero.
Yeah, already this is better. Better energy than what we saw the last couple of games. Winder's got two rebounds and two blocks already. She's making her presence known.
Got the full-on drum corps here for Battle Mountain. Glenwood Dad had the drum corps in a couple weeks ago.
Really? At Glenwood?
At Glenwood, yeah.
Well, I've never seen Glenwood's drum corps.
You were gone that day. Huh. Pass to Kovacic, brings it up, and a steal by Nykerk. Another steal for her. Goes down to Helms. Helms off the glass and in. A steal and a bucket. Lindsey Helms with the basket. It's 8-2 Glenwood. And another steal by Nykerk. Nykerk takes it, fakes it, goes to Helms. Off the glass, missed the shot. Rebound bobbled. Helms with another shot. Doesn't go. Rebound taken by Stewart. 10-footer. Good. 10-2, Glenwood, 4:30 left in the first. And Battle Mountain really having trouble with this Glenwood press. And another steal, that's by Stewart. Hands it off to Nykerk. Nykerk stops, goes to Stewart. Her shot is blocked by Rodriguez. And Caballero takes the ball, dribbles up the court. Met there by Stewart. Goes top of the key to Kovacic. Ball comes loose. Battle Mountain retains possession and traveling called against Battle Mountain.
Yeah, Kovacic and Zastro dribbled. Kovacic dribbled right into Zastro, and they smacked faces. You see Zastro coming away, you know, holding her nose there.
10-2 Glenwood.
The impact made them both pause, and they ended up traveling.
Makes my eyes water just thinking about it. Yeah. Nykerk lobs it down to Winder, knocked away by Glenn Dining, who fronted her at the block there. Glenn Dining's... She's long and lanky. Probably.
She is.
She's 6 feet tall.
Well,
a junior.
Her arms look like they're 4 feet apiece.
Here's Nykerk for three in the corner. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Caballero. Races up the right side, being chased by Stewart. Slows it down, puts on the brakes, lobs it in the near corner. Zastro. Now they go around the horn. Glenn Dunning with a drive. Banks it off the glass. Got it in the foul. She's an athletic player. She's got both baskets. Chance to make it a three-point play. 10-4 Glenwood.
And it looks like we've got a Glenwood player down. Oh, it's Winder. She's slow to get up.
Yeah.
Oh, she took something. She's acting like she got poked in the eye.
Helms called for the foul. And Wadier in for her.
It's good to have Wadier back. She's been out the last couple games.
Yeah. And Glenn Dining missed the free throw. Rebound taken by Wadier. Goes to Nykert under the rim there. Got blocked, but a foul's going to be called on number 12, Claire Serbinski, 5'11 senior.
Yeah, Wadier's one of the guards that for Glenwood that isn't quite afraid of dribbling the ball a little bit. We saw that, you know, when she was gone, they were missing that.
Nykirk's first free throw off the back of the rim.
Sandoval tried to fill that that role a little bit, but and she was definitely fearless.
10-4 Glenwood. 3:31 to go in the first. Nykirk's second free throw. Won't get the bounce. Rebound taken by Glenn Dining. She finds a lane center court, goes cross-hand dribble, lays it up the left hand, no good. Rebound taken by Nykirk, who wrestles the ball away from Serbinski. Dribbles up center court, being chased. Looks over her shoulder. Serbinski's staying with her. Goes to Stewart. Stewart lobs it over to Wadier. She'll put up a three, launches it, and it's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound. Davies, putback attempt. No good. She's fouled. And Caballero clutching her head in disbelief.
That is seven offensive rebounds for Glenwood.
Yeah.
That is more than what we saw in the entire game last week.
Claire Davies at the line. First free throw off the front of the rim. Ashley Rodriguez back in along with Kovacic. Glenwood 0 for 3 at the line. Davies trying to break that string there. Next free throw, got it. Swish. 11-4 Glenwood, 3:10 left in the first quarter. Glenwood continues with the press. Rodriguez frustrated, gets it off to Kovacic, and then they get across the timeline. That's Ari Gill with the ball. Now a drive by Rodriguez. Has the ball stolen, and they're going to call a foul. No jump ball.
Yeah, Nykirk tied her up, and they called the jump right before she stole it from her.
Kovacic calling out the play. She's inbounding the ball at the baseline.
Helms comes in. Nykirk takes a seat.
Richard looking left, running out of time. Now lost it, top of the key, knocked away by Stewart and right over our microphone. Almost, there's a...
Almost got to share a bit of the game.
Yeah. Rodriguez gets the inbounds pass. Brian Whiting there with good hands, saved our mic. Lob pass to Glenn Dining. Dribbles past defenders to go around the horn. Here's a drive by Kovacic. Goes through the key to Glenn Dining. Puts up a shot. Got it. And another foul. She has all the points for Battle Mountain. Another shot at a three-point play. Foul called against Davies. Her first. And the free throw is no good. Rebound taken by Helms, who wrestles the ball away from two defenders. 11-6 Glenwood. Davies to Wadier. Wraparound pass to Bailey Winder. Shot is blocked. Loose ball taken by Gill for a Battle Mountain. Winder has been denied a couple of times. Rodriguez. Here's a three-pointer by Kovacic. Off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped. Ends up with Gill, who clears it. Goes to Kovacic at the circle. Left wing to Rodriguez. Attempted to shoot a three. They shoot a lot of threes. Don't make a lot of them. Gill's got it, top of the key. Goes far corner to Kovacic. Her three-pointer's an air ball, but the ball retained by Battle Mountain. Glenn Dining has it. Her back to the defender. Splits the double team. Lobs it out to Kovacic. Three-pointer from the corner. No good. Rebound. And another hustle rebound for Battle Mountain. Glenwood's got to get after those. Gill's got it. Goes cross-court. Floats it cross-court to Kovacic. Drives along the baseline. Now backs up as she gets cut off. Glenn Dining for three. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Gill. Puts up another shot. Doesn't go. Finally, Glenwood gets a rebound. Taken by Winder. Boy, that was 0 for 6 for Glenn for Battle Mountain. Pass down the block to Helms. Backing up. Puts up a shot. Missed it. A shot altered by Serbinski. 11-6 Glenwood. A minute 15 left in the first. Gill has it. Goes in the near corner to Rodriguez. Puts up another three. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Battle Mount. Shot goes up by Glenn Dining. Doesn't go. Rebound Winder. 1 minute to go. Pass up the court to Stewart. Maddie, right wing, lobs it down to Helms. Helms has gets the shot off and got it. Lindsey Helms with a basket. Her second basket. 13-6. First field goal for Glendon in about 3 minutes. 49. There's a steal by Wattier. Loose ball taken by Helms. Goes down to Stewart. Banks it. Missed it badly. Put back by Helms. She's fouled. She'll go to the line. Boy, those easy layups. I just want to pull my hair out.
Yeah, I've said this from the very beginning. They don't jump when they shoot.
Yeah.
They stay flat-footed.
Yeah. Helms first free throw. Nope. Pushed it to the right. 13-6. Glenwood Davies and Stewart out. Nykirk back in along with Mia Sandoval. The Gnat.
The mosquito.
Love her defense. Second free throw. No good. Glenwood. Only one free throw. 36 seconds here in the first. That's 13-6. Glenwood. Pass of Dakota Kurt. Here's Caballero. High post left side to Gill. Back to Caballero, who backs up closer to the half court line. Glenwood coming out on him. Dakota Kurt in the corner. Caballero near the circle. 14 seconds. Ryan O'Connor. Now they kick it out. Drive by Gill. Baseline shot is blocked by Winder. Rejected. Bailey Winder with a denial.
That's her third block in this first quarter.
6 seconds left. Battle Mountain ball out of bounds. 13-6 Glenwood. Gill inbounding. Or no, that's Caballero inbounding. Hold the ball overhead. Running out of time. Goes up to O'Connor, top of the key. To Gill. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. They're going to have to just launch a throw up a prayer there. Shot at the buzzer, no good. 13-6 Glenwood after one. This is KMTS. Back to Battle Mountain High School. Glenwood leading the team. It was a solid first quarter, leading the Battle Mountain Huskies 13-6. We go to the second quarter. Nykirk's got it left wing. Dribbles top of the key, now through the key. As it gets tied up there, keeps the ball, hands it off to Davies. Davies to Sandoval, baseline jumper. Oh, off the backboard and out of bounds. Oopsie daisy. Just a little off the mark.
Yeah, she had gave her coach a sheepish little grin, like, yeah. Sorry.
Battle Mountain getting against the Glenwood press. They get the ball up the court to Serbinski. Rolls it to Kurt, and Kurt call for traveling. Good tie up there by Wattier and Nykirk.
Yeah, it was good defense. Forced that. She had nowhere to go with it.
Wattier brings it up. 13-6 Glenwood. Lobs it to Nykirk. Almost lost it. Ooh, look out. Come on, clean up those passes. Nykirk gets a pick. Picks up the dribble. Gets stuck. Needs some help. Goes to Helms. Helms top of the key. Helms back to Nykirk. Lobs it to Wattier. Gets a pick. Drives in the lane. Bounce pass to Helms. 15-footer. Banks it. Missed it. Bet. A little bit closer, though. Rebound controlled by Ari Gill. Goes to Dakota Kurt up the court, and nice hands by Davies, tipping it out of bounds in front of the Glenwood bench. 13-6 Glenwood. Kovacic and Glenn Dining coming back in for Battle Mountain. Ryan O'Connor and Serbinski out for the Huskies. Long pass into Kovacic. 5.2 points per game. All the points so far scored by Glenn Dining. All 6 points. Pass over to Caballero. Gets a pick from Glenn Dining. Stops, shoots a three. They like to shoot those threes. Rebound. The shot was no good. Rebound taken by Glenn Dining. Came out of nowhere. Just scraped it off the window. Caballero's got it near the circle. Glenn Dining trying to post up. She's at the high post. Goes to Gill. Top of the key. Lobs it to Kovacic. High post right side. Down to Glenn Dining. Covered there by Helms. There's Caballero. Bounce pass into Dakota Kurt. Ball stripped by Helms. Taken by Davies. Pass up the court to Helms. Oh, too much on it. Late, out of bounds. Well, I like the bounce pass. Good idea. Just a little too much English on that one. And Coach Ron Mosier wants a 30-second timeout. 6:20 to go in the first half. 13-6, Glenwood. Well, they got the time because they like the countdown clock here. Yeah. One of my pet peeves. Battle Mountain's got full-on TV coverage here.
Yeah, we see, multiple cameras, one up here by us and one down on the floor level.
Yeah, good for them. Very cool. If they let students operate it. Good little experience. Glenwood gets using the press against Battle Mountain. Battle Mountain gets it across, 13-6 Glenwood. 6:09 to go in the half. Caballero's got it, left side on the wing. To Gill. Here's Kovacic. Fakes down low. Goes to Gill. Gill to Caballero. She's trapped. Pass cross court to Kovacic. And she just, she's so mad at herself. It was right to her. She was all alone for a three. Went right through her hands and into the Glenwood bench.
It's 9 turnovers for Battle Mountain already. Something that Glenwood usually struggles with, but they only have 2 so far.
Battle Mountain 16% from three-point land. Not a good percentage. There's Davies top of the key, lobs it down to Nykerk, bobbles it, puts up a shot over two defenders, almost got it to go. Rebound controlled by Battle Mountain. And now they're going to call a jump ball. Possession's going to go to the Huskies. Pass in to Caballero, to Kovacic, gets it to half court to Gill. Gill gets it across the line. Caballero, left wing. Glenn Dining, the only one to score for Battle Mountain so far. She's posting up there with Winder, watching her closely. And a pass right through the hands of Ari Gill. She was holding her arms up like she was signaling a touchdown. It went right through the arms. In for Battle Mountain, Serbinski and Rodriguez. 13-6 Glenwood, kind of stuck there in neutral. Stewart brings the ball up for Glenwood, lobs it to Davies, right wing. Nobody posting up. Now Winder trying to get underneath. Glendinning fronting her. Nykerk for three, top of the key. Yes, ma'am! Splashdown! Taya Nykerk knocks down the three. 16-6 Glenwood, 5 minutes to go in the half. Kovacic up the court, and a bad pass picked up by Nykerk. She's taking it all the way. Fake shoots, and got it! Good little pump fake, trying to draw the foul. Got the bucket, and Nykerk with 7 points. 18-6 Glenwood.
And that's 4 steals for her already.
Yeah, she's been all over the place. Almost went over and back there. Kovacic's got it almost straddling the half-court line. Caballero now full timeout called by Coach Daniel Caballero, trying to get the ref's attention there. 18-6 Glenwood, 4:33 left in the half.
The near ref, the elderly gentleman, I saw him turn up his hearing aid.
did he really?
He did. I saw him reach over, and I've seen that move. My dad does that. Because he certainly didn't hear the coach yelling, timeout, timeout. So. Not that I blame him for turning it down when the drums start.
Yeah, right? I say four what? Four something.
Yeah, I don't remember.
...18-6, Glenwood.
In 3, 2, 1... 4:33. There okay. We go. It just raises the anticipation. That's
yes.
All it does.
18-6 Glenwood. Tanya Nykerk having the ball game so far. Kovacic gets the inbounds pass. See what Battle Mountain draws up after that full timeout. Lob pass and a turnover to Nykerk again. Gets the steal. 5 steals. Lob pass down to Helms. Too high. She was open at the block. For that layup, Nykerk pats herself saying, that's my fault.
Yeah, the only 3 turnovers for Glenwood so far have all been lost out of bounds. Just errant passes.
Zastro in for Battle Mountain. Caballero goes to Zastro on the inbounds. Lobs it back to Caballero. Back to Zastro. Davies guarding her. Stops at half court. Here's Zastro. Well, they throw the ball away and retrieved by Caballero, who falls. Now from the floor, lobs it to Serbinski. Gets stuffed there, and a jump ball forced by Tan Eichert. Good hands.
That's the third time she's, you know, gone for a steal and at least tied it up to get the jump ball.
4:01 left in the half. 18-6, Glenwood. Maddie Stewart brings it up. Met there by Rodriguez. Lobs it to Nykirk. High post right side. Lobs it over to Helms. Top of the key. Helms goes to Davies. Right wing. Davies open for that three, but she's reluctant. Helms top of the key. Pivots. Goes to Davies. Davies lobs it down to Winder. Ball knocked away. Winder puts up a shot and gets denied, but she is fouled, and Bailey Winder to the line for two shots.
Tell you what, Bailey and Glendinning are just battling down there.
18-6, Glenwood, 3:38 left. Glendinning called for the foul, her first. Winder, first free throw. Yeah, got the bounce. Got the shooter's roll there. 19-6. Winder's second attempt is off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Battle Mountain. Here's Glenn Bell. Bad pass to Glendinning. She was running. Kind of a point blank pass. Drive by Helms. Fake shoots. Got the roll. Lindsey Helms. It's a nice pass from Davies. And it's 21-6 Glenwood. 3:17 left. Zastro lobs it over to Caballero. Pass at the baseline, bad pass, and it's out of bounds. Intended for Claire Serbinski. Serbinski comes out, and Ari Gill in.
Yeah, that full court press has still got Battle Mountain's number.
Just giving him fits.
Yeah.
Davies inbounding. Goes into Nykert, brings it up uncontested. Calls out of play. She scans the D. Goes right wing to Davies. Somebody move around. Gets a pick. Now goes to Nykirk. Far corner. Baseline drive. Through the paint. Reverse layup. Awkward shot. Helms put back. That was a tough shot by Helms. So she was not in the best position under the hoop. Somehow got it to go. 23-6 Glenwood. As they continue to press. Cross-court pass to Caballero. Throws it away. And almost into the hands of Nykirk. Oh. Ooh. Going after the ball, bumped into Zastro, and should be called for a foul.
Boy, Zastro's thinking, man, I'm tired of people running right into my face.
Yeah.
That's the second time. The first time was one of her own players. That time her and Nykirk connect.
Caballero out, Evelyn Steinberg in. She inbounds the ball to Gill. Met there by Helms at the circle. Lindsey lobs it over to Steinberg. Back to Gill. Almost threw it away. Drive by Rodriguez. Can't get past the defenders. Clears it. Goes in the corner. Drive by Gill. Gets cut off there at the baseline by Nykirk. Steinberg to Rodriguez. In traffic. Goes underneath to Glendinning. And she's the only offense. There's the first basket for Battle Mountain at the 2:05 mark. The second quarter. Three-pointer. Left wing. Shot by Davies. Doesn't go. Rebound taken by Battle Mountain. The first basket of the second quarter for Battle Mountain. All this points scored by Glendinning. Here's a three-pointer in the corner. Knocked down. Rodriguez with the three. Apparently they have the green light to fire away. Davies down low to Helms. Wide open. Banks it. Got it. And Lindsey Helms is living right. They're just forgetting about her, and she's been wide open on the block. 25-11 Glenwood, a minute 20 left here in the half. Glenwood continues with the press. Up the court comes Steinberg. Loose ball. Here's a chase down by Nykirk. She'll take it. She'll lay it up. Got it. That time softly off the window and in. Perfect layup. 27-11 Glenwood. Minute 5 left. Here's Rodriguez. Met there by Helms. Goes to Steinberg. Stops. Lobs it. Over to Rodriguez. Ball knocked away by Davies. And diving after it was Rodriguez sliding across the floor. Maddie Stewart coming out, and Wadier back in. 27-11, Glenwood. Evelyn Steinberg inbounding to backcourt to Gill. All right, Gill met there by Helms, goes over to Steinberg. In the corner to Rodriguez. She gets double-teamed right away. Stops the high post, top of the key to Gill. Drive by Steinberg. Lobs it to Rodriguez, launches a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Winder. Battle for it, and they call jump ball. Possession will remain with the Huskies. Four seconds left here in the half. Bellabound ball out of bounds. Steinberg goes in to Ryan O'Connor. Shot doesn't go. Rebound put back by Kurtz. Dakota Kurtz with the buckets. Someone other than Glenn Dining scores for Battle Mountain. 27-13 Glenwood. Lob pass trying to go down to Helms. Ball knocked away, and it ends up with Nykirk anyway. Foul on the floor. Tay has been all over the place. Going after loose balls. Foul called against Ashley Rodriguez. Ryan O'Connor, the foul. Davies inbounds to wide open Helms. Banks it. Missed it. Got the rebound. Put back. Fouled. She'll go to the line.
Helms is having a great game. Yeah. She's got 6 rebounds, 10 points.
Looking for 11 and 12 here. She can knock down the free throws.
Got a whole new team coming in for Battle Mountain.
Yeah. 27-13 Glenwood. Lindsay, first free throw. Got it. Swish. Perfect. And 5 fresh cards.
I always thought that was interesting. Put in 5 new players for the last 14 seconds.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Helms, second free throw is no good. Rebound taken by Battle Mountain. Up the court comes Zastro. Met there by Helms. Lobs it far corner and throw it into the drum section.
Yeah, I'm not sure lob is the right word for that one.
Yeah.
Launch more.
7 seconds. 6, 5, 4. Nykirk to Davies. Davies drives to Nykirk in the corner. Gets bumped there. Baseline. Threw up a prayer. Got knocked to the floor. Hoping to get a foul. No foul called. That'll do it for the first half. It's Glenwood 28. Battle Mountain 13. This is KMTS. Halftime at Battle Mountain High School. The Glenwood Lady Demons. The solid first half. Leading the Huskies 28-13. Looking for their first league win. Both teams are actually. Glenwood, the great first quarter, scoring 13 points to just 6 for Battle Mountain. All 6 points scored by Ellie Glendining. And then a 15-7 advantage for Glenwood in the second quarter. Glendining with a bucket. Ashley Rodriguez hit a 3, and Dakota Kurt with the basket. But a lot of contributions for Glenwood. Jay and Nykirk, solid first half. 9 points, and what did she have, 5 steals?
She's got 6 steals.
6 steals.
Yep.
Yeah, she's been, the press has been giving Battle Mountain fits so far, and Glenwood's had their number. Nykirk with 5 of those steals. Chloe Davies with a free throw. That's been the only weak point for Glenwood, is knocking down free throws consistently.
Yeah, they're 3 for 9 overall.
Maddie Stewart with the basket. Bailey Winder getting some big rebounds and a couple of block shots. She's got 5 points at the half, one of those free throws. And Lindsay Helms has been the beneficiary of some nice passes. Her teammates finding her underneath the basket. She's just kind of camping out, not quite in the key, but right there on the block. And Battle Mountain's just been leaving her alone. And
well, and
she's got 11 points.
And she's creating her own putbacks, too. She's got 6 offensive, or 5 of her 6 rebounds have been on the offensive side.
Yeah, the one shot, they've missed, Lindsay and some others have missed the, you know, the open, easy bank shot, but she made one where she was under the basket and kind of did a kind of a little hook underneath to get it to go. That was a tough shot.
Kind of reaching out and back in kind of thing. Yeah.
Glenn Dining has 8 points to lead Battle Mountain. Rodriguez with that three and 2 points from Dakota Kurt. 28-13 Glenwood here at the half.
Gill, surprisingly, is leading all rebounders. She's got 7 rebounds. Glenn Dining has 4. Rodriguez has 3 for Battle Mountain. Helms, as I said before, is 6 rebounds. Winder has 4. And then Nykerk and Stewart both have 2. But, yeah, Nykerk getting those 6 steals. Right now, Battle Mountain has 16 turnovers. 10 of them have been steals. 4 they've thrown away and 2 traveling. So you compare what you were talking about before, not getting enough rebounds and too many turnovers. Well, they've got 10 offensive rebounds in this game and only 3 turnovers. So this is a different story for Glenwood so far.
That's a recipe for success, for sure. Battle Mountain, as I said, they like to put up a lot of threes. They're 31 of 191.
Wow.
Yeah. 191 attempts. 191. They made 31.
Well, they've taken probably, 13 or 14 here in this first half?
They're 48% from the free throw line. Rodriguez is the leading three-point shooter, 9 of 37. They don't get to the line that often. Rodriguez just over 4 points per game. Glenn Dining, 6 a game. Kovacic, a little over 5 per game. Girls back out on the floor. Getting ready for half number 2, leading 28-13. Glenwood over Battle Mountain. Looking at our upcoming schedule. Friday, we're at Coleridge, Summit at Coleridge, and then Glenwood will host Durango Saturday at noon and 1:30. As the season winds down, boy, tomorrow, the end of January, where to go?
You know, I don't know. I was talking to somebody the other day, and it felt like January, you know, was a little bit slower than. We were talking about how Halloween to Christmas felt like it was about a 2-week period.
Yeah.
We don't know what happened to all of that. And then it slowed down a little bit in January. But, yeah, it's hard to believe, you know, January for 2024 is already basically over.
And I know the states and a lot of ski resorts praying for more snow. I know a lot of folks don't like the snow, but we need it. It felt like spring. I thought, boy, just get out the baseball gloves. 50-degree weather.
Battle Mountain fan trying to give their daughter a 20, I think, and they said, no, I don't want it. So she was willing to give it, Ron. Yeah. All you had to do is extend your hand, man.
So 28-13. Glenwood with the lead. $20 and another $9,800, and I should have enough to get a Super Bowl ticket. I hear they're going for the minimum. I don't know if it's the minimum or the average price on some ticket website. Almost $10,000. Beg your pardon?
Yeah.
What?
And in today's world, $10,000 just host a killer Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
Watch it at home
or. Go to the youth theater and watch the big game. Can't call it what it is, but there's a big game they have on that big screen at the Ute and Rifle. All right, here we go. Glenwood getting the ball to start the second half, leading 28-13. Davies inbounding to Maddie Stewart. Stewart lobs it over to Nykerk. Goes to Helms, left wing. Lindsay to Davies. Davies pivots, dribbles once. Goes to Nykerk, right wing. To Stewart, right wing. Helms, top of the key. Ball doesn't touch the floor, but once. Goes to Nykerk. Looking down low to Winder, and threw it away. That pass picked off by Rodriguez. She brings it up center lane. Goes in the right wing to Caballero for 3. No good. Rebound tipped by Stewart. Taken by Helms. Maddie's got it. Maddie threw the ball away. And they're saying it was last touched by Caballero.
That was a quick-witted move there by Davies to see that Caballero is going to get her hand on it. So Nykerk, she lets it go.
Standing in front of Coach Rhonda Mosier, lobs it into Davies. Goes down to Nykerk, finds a lane, lays it up. Missed it. Too far into the basket, bricked it. Loose ball taken by Rodriguez. She's taking it coast to coast. Now she's kicking out to Caballero. Launches a three. Banks it. Got it. The bank is open. Tough angle for Caballero. That was an impossible shot.
Made more difficult than it needed to be.
Yeah. 28-16, Glenwood. Nykerk, right wing. Lobs it. What? Guess who's wide open? Lindsey Helms for the bucket. Give her 13 now. 30-16. They just... At some point, the coach's got to go, you know what? Somebody watch 14. Long pass up the court, and another steal by Nykerk, who got fouled by Rodriguez, who was going after the ball. And Taya with her seventh steal. Taya will inbound. 30-16, Glenwood.
Both Nykerk and Rodriguez are number four. I was making sure he was calling it on the right number four.
Yeah. Davies has it. Ball knocked away, and a retrieve. Oh, it went. Maddie Stewart went to get it, and it rolled right between her legs. Right between the 7-10 split there. She's like, whoops. Looked like the grounder to Bill Buckner in the World Series. Battlemount gets it across.
That's a baseball reference I understand.
Lob pass going down the block to Zastro. Tried to pass it, a steal by Stewart up the court to Nykerk. Nykerk racing to the basket, stops at the block. Goes top of the key to Maddie. Maddie puts up a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Helms. Putback. Oh, doesn't go. Get her own. Got the putback. Got the rebound. Putback attempt. Fouled. And Lindsey Helms back to the line. Lindsey's been very active.
Oh, yeah. She's about one more rebound and she'll have a double-double here. She's got 9 rebounds.
Ooh. Double-double.
Double-double.
In-N-Out Burger. Helms misses the first free throw.
Yeah, that's one of those, you know, you see on Facebook, name a restaurant that everybody seems to like but you don't care for. That's mine. I can do without it.
You got to go with me. Helms misses the second free throw. Rebound, Nykerk forces it up to another shot and draws the foul. Back to the line we go.
Yeah, maybe if I went with somebody who knew the secret menu and didn't make fun of me for not knowing what to do.
No. No put-downs, no judgment. You know, it's fresh ingredients, and the people are so friendly. First free throw of Nykerk rolls off the rim. The free throw shooting has been no bueno.
We are still only 3 made, but we're at 14 taken.
Second free throw. Got it. Got the roll. 31-16, Glenwood, 6:05 to go in the third. High pass, retrieved by Caballero. And her passes, she threw it away.
Yeah.
Nobody tipped it. She's just looking to pass it to, Serbinski. And
well, she ended up throwing it at the TV producers down below us.
Stewart to Davies, to Nykerk, top of the key. Back to Davies, left wing. Helms, top of the key. Pivots goes to Stewart. Maddie lobs it down to Winder. Winder's shot from 5 feet. Doesn't go. She commits a foul trying to get the rebound.
Yeah, Glendinning came down with it, and Winder had her wrapped up from behind.
And Bailey picks up her second. 31-16, Glenwood. Kovacic inbound. Goes to Zastro. Pass tipped away, and Winder is there. The other end to get the steal. Nykerk has it. Lobs it to Stewart. Underneath the Helms. Helms underneath. Goes to Nykerk. Bounce pass weak side to Stewart. Puts up a shot. Doesn't go. Rebound chased down by Kovacic for Battle Mountain. Ball swiped that by Nykerk. Ends up in the hands of Davies. Goes to Nykerk. Nykerk. Dribble drive. Goes to Winder. 10-foot jumper. Baseline. No good. Spins off the rim. 31-16. Glenwood. 5:10 to go. Here in the third. Glendinning has it. High post, right side. Bounce pass to Caballero on the right wing. Top of the key to Kovacic. And a timeout called by Coach Daniel Caballero. 30-second timeout. 4:59 left. He said, meant taking a note. 4:59, he writes it down. 31-16, Glenwood with the lead. Coach Ron Mosier holding court there. The players surround her. Boy, the team was so lively. I remember them jumping up and down during the win over GW last year at the tournament.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you watch the girls jump up out of their seats. That was such an exciting moment. That's some great shots of Coach Mosier. Kovacic has the ball. Goes far side to Caballero. Now that's Gill. And a bad pass. It's going to be chased down by Helms. Helms against Caballero. Stops. Gets stuffed there. Jump ball call. Possession will go to Battle Mountain. And Lindsay, she brought that ball kind of down by her shoulder.
Yeah.
And it was an easy block there for Caballero. Glenwood continues with the press. Kovacic has it. Racing against the clock. Lobs it up. Ball taken by Caballero. And a steal by Helms. And then she lost it out of bounds. And Caballero got knocked to the floor. A little bit shaken up.
She's hurting. Yeah, she twisted an ankle, it looks like.
Ryan O'Connor is going to come in for Alessandra. Davies and Stewart out. Wattier and Sandoval in. Sandoval's going to inbound it. Oh, it is white ball, yeah. Battle Mountain ball.
Sandoval's like, yeah, I tried. I was standing there. He almost gave it to
me. Tried to sell it. Kovacic inbounding, far sideline, goes back court to Ari Gill. Overhead pass to Ryan O'Connor, top of the key. Flips it over to Kovacic. Pass down the block to Glenn Dining, double team there. She's got denied there, trying to get position. Kovacic, Ryan O'Connor call for traveling. 31-16, Glenwood with the lead.
That's turnover 23 for Battle Mountain.
It's a 3-3 tie here in the third, with 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Nykerk drives in the lane, kick out pass to Helms. 15-footer, missed it badly. Rebound, loose ball taken by Nykerk. Her shot is blocked, but she's fouled on the wrist, fouled by Serbinski. And Nykerk to the line for two shots.
See if she can raise her average here a little bit. She's 1-for-4 so far from the line.
First free throw. Got it. ...32-16. Second free throw. Perfect. That's the first time Glenwood's made back-to-back free throws tonight. 33-16, and Sandoval almost got a steal. Diving into the Glenwood bench there.
With the mosquito.
Yep.
I guess Nat might be better. She is the smallest one out there at any given moment.
That's it. Gill gets past Nykerk, and Sandoval almost got a pick. Came from behind, knocked the ball away. Battle Mountain retains possession. Ryan O'Connor being smothered there by Sandoval. Pass to Kovacic near the circle. Pass down to Serbinski, drives along the baseline, puts up a shot, blocked by Winder. Jump ball, another stuff by Bailey Winder.
That's her fourth of the game. She's just not letting anything come into her area.
Nykerk inbounding, goes to, lobs it up to, trying to go to Wattier, I think, overthrew it, picked off by Serbinski, dribbles right into a double team, lost the ball, and got a foul. Against Nykerk, or no. Sandoval, her first. 33-16 Glenwood. 3:28 to go in the third. Kovacic running out of time, lobs it up to Glenn Dining from the free throw line, puts up a shot, partially blocked by Helms. Loose ball taken by Nykerk up the right side. Goes down to Helms. Helms at the block. Here's Handball, launches a long shot, got it to go! A 17-footer.
Was that not a three?
Not a three, nope.
Oh, okay.
Just inside the line and splashdown. Sandoval with the bucket. A steal by Nykerk. And she traveled. She's trying to get away from Glendinning. 35-16. Glenwood, 3:03 to go here in the third.
I know she got called for traveling right after that, but that's the eighth steal for Nykerk.
Glendinning coming out. Kovacic inbounding, far sideline, goes into Ryan O'Connor. Back to Kovacic, high post left side. Dakota Kurt trying to post up. She's doubled up. Pass over to number 23, Gill. Puts up a three, doesn't go. It's going to go out of bounds. Glenwood ball. Sandoval inbounding. Goes into Nykerk. Ball knocked away by Gill. Battle Mountain with the press. Sandoval again. Kovacic has got a couple inches on her in height. It bounced past to Nykerk. Against the Battle Mountain press, Nykerk splits the double team, lobs it up to Wattier. Wattier to Winder. Wattier, the pass to Nykerk in the lane. Bounce pass underneath the Helms. You betcha. Lindsay Helms saying, I'm here for you. I'll hit it. 37-16, Glenwood. Helms playing the press here. So is Sandoval. Battle Mountain having troubles. Almost running out of time. Oh, traveling by O'Connor. Great defense.
Boy, Sandoval and Helms did a great job there just contesting those dribbles, not letting them get through. They were coming up against the 10-second there.
Winder, the block machine, comes out for a breather. Lob pass into Davies near the circle. Davies going to Nykerk, wasn't expecting the ball. And a steal by Sierpinski. Brings it coast to coast. Outnumbered 4-1. Has the ball stripped, knocked away, saved. A blind pass thrown in, ends up with Nykerk. And, oh, somebody's shaken up. That is Ari Gill.
Yeah, she got hit in the head.
Yep.
And she's slow to get up.
Yeah, she's woozy, and Coach Caballero out to help her out.
Yep, she's saying, the room is spinning, the room is spinning.
37-16, Glenwood. Lindsay Helms with 15 points.
We have a sibling that has run out onto the court. A younger sister, it looks like. Not going to be told to stay away.
In fact, that might be older sister that once played here.
Oh, okay. Certainly smaller than...
Can't remember her first name. She was a terrific player, all conference. If indeed that is her sister, I think probably is. Sandoval inbounding, goes into Wattier in the corner. She's trapped, needs some help. Better call a timeout. No. She kind of tight-roped it along that baseline and then got it to Nykerk, who was fouled by Caballero.
Oh, and that puts us over the team foul limit, so Nykerk could be shooting two.
To the line we go. Nykerk has hit three in a row. 37-16, Glenwood. Nykerk's first free throw, make it four in a row. Just takes time to get your groove.
Gets her up over 50%.
Sierpinski
out.
4-7
now.
Glendinning back in for Battle Mountain. 38-16, Lady Demons. Nykerk's second free throw, that rolled out the rim. Glendinning brings it up. 6 foot junior. Kurt for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Nykerk. Taya lobs it up to Wattier. Wattier across the line, goes to Davies in the near corner. Down to Helms at the block. Hands it out to Nykerk. Nykerk puts up a floater. Got it to go.
Wow, that was a well-contested shot. Glendinning was all over, and she managed to get that up.
Really tough shot. 40-16 now, Glenwood. Then 25 to go. And Sandoval bravely coming in there. Kovacic coming up 90 miles an hour. Sandoval got in the way of that freight train and poked her hand there and called for a foul or second. She's
fearless.
Got guts. Here's Dakota Kurt, drives against Nykerk. Nykerk follows her there to the block. Here's a three-pointer launched by short. Kyla Romer. Does it go?
Glendining knocked it out, trying to save it. That was a very short air ball three.
Pass into Nykerk against the press. Goes to Sandoval at half court. Gets it across. Met there by Kovacic. Oh, bounce it off her foot. Oh, and out of bounds. She was looking up and just bounced it off her ankle and rolled out of bounds. 56 seconds left here in the third. 40-16, Glenwood. Caballero at the circle. Stops, holds the ball overhead, lobs it to Kovacic. Here's to go to Kurt, off her hands, stolen by Wadier, who lays it up with the left hand, missed it. She's fouled, and Lily Wadier to the line for two.
White one.
Everybody getting in on the steal game. That's Wadier's second, 17 steals overall.
Kovacic call for the foul, her first. Wadier, first free throw, got it. Put her down for a point. 41-16, Glenwood. Lillian's second free throw. It's good. Got the friendly shooter's roll there. 42-16. Glenwood with 41 seconds left here in the third.
Nykerk ended up on her back on that somehow. Fell down, so they had to clean up the floor a little bit.
Pass into Caballero. Sandoval guarding her. With the press, here's Kyla Romer. Lobs it up to Caballero. And Sandoval would have had a steal if she'd been a little taller. Pass down to Glendining, who traveled, got away with moving her foot. And she throws the ball away. It's going to be an over and back. Threw it over the head of Dakota Kurt. And Glenwood has the ball at their end. Davies will inbound it. With 23 seconds left here in the third. Caballero comes out. Ryan O'Connor checks in. She'll guard the inbounds. From the Glenwood bench. And goes top of the key to Nykerk. Puts up a three. All alone. Banks it. Missed it badly to the left. Loose ball chased down by Sandoval, but threw it into Romer for Battle Mountain. Up the court comes Kovacic. Oh, she dribbled over her head. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound put back. Glendining doesn't go. Rebound taken by Nykerk. She's fouled as Nykerk cradling that ball. Fouled by O'Connor, and will take the walk down the other end, and Taylor will shoot two. Taya's first attempt is no good. Rolled off the rim.
Taya's free throw doesn't have much arch on it. It's more like just kind of thrown at the front of the rim.
Second attempt is no good. Same result. Rolled off the rim. 42-16. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. They won't get a shot off. Half court by Glendining. Had a chance. That was online. Just off the rim. 42-16, Glenwood to go the fourth. After this, on KMTS. Glenwood outscored Battle Mountain 14-3 in that third quarter. They lead 42-16, a 26-point lead. As we go to the fourth. Huskies with the ball. Caballero's got it, left wing. Lobs it to Rodriguez, top of the key. Double team there by Wadier and Stewart. In trouble, hook pass to Caballero, right wing. Baseline drive. Through the key, reverse layup, bricks it. Rebound taken by Helms. Caballero picks herself up off the floor. Wadier brings it up. Dribble drive in the paint. Jump pass to Winder, threw it away, out of bounds.
Yeah, they're saying, so one ref said it was out of bounds. The other ref said, nope, Glendining tipped it. So it's still going to be Glenwood ball.
So Wadier will inbound in front of the Glenwood bench. Kovacic guarding the inbounds. And it goes into Stewart. Up there by Rodriguez. Poking at the ball. Lobs it over to Helms, right wing. Helms with the drive. Goes to Davies. Puts up a three from the top of the key. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Srpinski. Throw about him out. And Davies reaching in there. knocking the ball away out of bounds. Kovacic inbounding, far sideline, 42-16, Linwood. Into Srbinski, ran with the ball before she dribbled, puts up a shot, in and out, no good. Rebound Wattier for Linwood. Wattier left wing, puts up a three, way downtown, got it to go! Lillian Wattier from way downtown. How do you do? Her first bucket is a three from about 22 feet. Have mercy. 45-16. Rodriguez, a three of her own. Won't go. Rebound chased down by Helms in the corner. Good hustle there. Wattier gets the ball. Brings it up. Maybe she's feeling good about the threes tonight. Now she's stopped there. Gets it to Stewart. Maddie left wing goes to Davies near the circle. Davies to Stewart. Stewart to Helms. Back to Stewart. Maddie to Wattier. Same spot. No, now she's guarded this time. Wraparound pass picked off by Caballero. Bad pass. 45-16, Linwood. Pass to Kovacic in the near corner to Rodriguez for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound ends up with Davies. Winder got it and took one in the schnoz. Wattier has a pass. Has the ball. Threw it through the key and threw it away. Looked over to coach, said sorry. Glenn Dining bringing it up. Gets tied up there by Wattier. Jump ball called. Possession is going to go to Glenwood. Nykert, after a brief rest, comes in. Wattier comes out. Did you see my three? How about that? Into Nykert. Nykert to Davies. Davies up to Nykert at half court. Gets it across. Hands it off to Davies. Back to Nykert, top of the key. Dribbles a couple times, finds a lane, trying to go down to Lindsey Helms. Helms once again, roasting marshmallows there. Hanging out under the basket. She's got 15. 45-16, Glenwood. 5:20 to go. Caballero for three. Brick off the side of the backboard. That was a bad-looking shot. She gets the loose ball, though, and traveling this time.
Yeah, it hit off the top corner of the backboard and came right back to her.
She meant to do that.
Yeah.
45-16, Glenwood. 5:18 left. Nykerk inbounding from the Battle Mountain bench. And lobs it. It ends up with Rodriguez.
It's going to go to Davies, but Davies slipped.
Turnaround jumper from the free throw line. Does it go? Gets her own rebound. Puts up a layup. And is blocked by Nykert. Jump ball called. Possession will remain with the Huskies. Like Glenwood has just been rejecting those shots.
Yeah, that's the sixth block of the game. Four of them by Winder.
Kovacic again bounding. Goes into Srbinski. 15-footer. No good. Rebound swiped away by Rodriguez. She draws the foul. And Ashley Rodriguez to the line for two shots. She's 74% free throw shooter. Timeout called by Coach Ron Amosia. Full timeout. We'll take a break. 5:07 to go in the game. 45-16. It's all Glenwood. This is KMTS. Back to Battle Mountain High School. Glenwood Demons, Lady Demons in control this one, leading 45-16. .507 remaining. I'm going to be bold and go ahead and put down Glenwood for a win.
I think that's pretty safe. Okay. 29-point lead in five minutes here.
Rodriguez at the line for Battle Mountain. She's a 74% shooter. She knocks down the first one.
This is only the second trip to the line for Battle Mountain. Just not a lot of fouls on their shots. They've been taking a lot of these deep threes.
Rodriguez has great form, but missed that one short. Rebound caroms away, taken chased down by Srbinski. She's got it. Hands it off to Ryan O'Connor. Rodriguez. O'Connor's got it. Rodriguez. Double teamed. Trying to get past Davies. Launches up a prayer. Bricks it. Rebound taken by Glenn Dining. Gets stuffed there into the basket and double dribbled. After a promising start for Glenn Dining, she's pretty much been shut down. She's done a good job defensively. 4:44 to go in the game. Nykerk. Nykerk's got it. Brings it up. Crossover dribble against Glenn Dining. Stops right wing. Goes to Davies. Davies back to Nykerk. Almost stolen. Glenn Dining falls to the floor. Nykerk bounce pass down to Winder. To Davies. In the paint to Nykerk. Hook shot. Fouled on the elbow. She'll go to the line for two.
Tell you what, Glenn Dining came down hard.
Yeah, she did.
And you can tell she's hurt. Came down on her tailbone. We got another line change substitution for Battle Mountain. Five new players coming in.
Dan Eichert at the line. Short on that first free throw.
Yep, she's 4 for 11 from the line. Yeah, you can see that starting group. They're all untucking their jerseys. They know they're done for the game.
Tay has 15 points to match Helms. Davies out. Wattier back in. Shot that three. Nykerk's second free throw. Got that one to go. Give her 16 points to lead the Lady Demons. 46-17. Glenwood, 4:20 left in the ballgame. And in the game is Kate Kovacic. Romer, cross-court pass to Ruthie Casey. These are all backup players. Cynthia Arona in the game. She's got the ball. Puts up a shot from three-point land. Doesn't go. Rebound taken by Nykerk. She's got to be close to a... I know she's got a double-double. At least close.
Yeah, she's close. Seven. That's her seventh rebound. She's got eight steals and 16 points.
Stewart lobs it to Nykerk. Nykerk right wing. Drives against Steinberg. Puts up a shot. Got it. Give her 18 points. Taya with a monster night. Couple more rebounds. Couple more steals. That's an odd... That's tough to do to get double figures in steals. Steinberg over to Casey. Three-pointer. Does it go? Rebound taken by Nykerk. That's eight rebounds. Brings it up. Bounce pass underneath the Helms. Missed it. She bobbled the ball. Tried to get a shot off. Couldn't go. And she battles for the rebound. Knocked to the floor. Jump ball call. They call jump. Possession remains with Glenwood. Lindsay's going to come out. I think she's going to be done for the night. Solid night for Lindsay.
Yeah,
Sandoval in for her.
She ends with 15 points, 12 rebounds, a steal, and a block.
Here's a three-pointer by Wattier. Feeling confident. That was an air ball. Rebound, though, chased down by Nykerk at the baseline. Passes into Wattier. And a steal by Kate Kovacic. Up the court to Ruthie Casey, who lays it up. She bobbled it. And is embarrassed. Nice try. Nykerk up the court to Wattier. Backs up. Wanted to shoot. Here's Stewart in the paint. Shot from 10 feet. Air ball. Goes out of bounds. Winder couldn't save it. 48-17 Glenwood. 2:38 remaining in the ballgame. Evelyn Steinberg brings it up. She's just a freshman. 5'3". Steinberg fakes the three. Lobs it. Almost stolen by Wattier. Shot put it by Kate Kovacic. Does it go? And there's the rebound.
There's Nykerk's double-double. That's her 10th rebound.
Sandoval, right side. Goes to Stewart. Down low to Winder. Winder puts up a shot. Got it to go. Oh. Bailey Winder. The tough shot. Defended there.
Gives her 7 points.
By Casey. Bounce knocked away by Winder. Three-pointer. Shot attempted by Casey. Doesn't go. Rebound taken by Nykerk. Lobs it to Stewart, right wing. Winder posting up. Nykerk drives. Scoop shot. Fouled on the floor. Shot went, but they don't count it. 50-17, Glenwood. Minute 40 left in this one. Boys game after this game. Davies in and Maddie Stewart out. Sandoval inbounding. Lobs it into Nykerk. Bobbles it. Turns around. Jump shot. Got it. 20 points for Taya. 52-17. Glenwood. Cross court pass to Ruthie Casey. Met there by Nykerk. Bounce pass to Kate Kovacic. Puts up a three-pointer. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Nykerk.
Nykerk, that's her 12th
rebound. The pass to Davies. Davies chases it down. Stops at the baseline. Goes to Winder. Winder to Nykerk. Top of the key. Nykerk down low to Winder. Banks it. Missed it. Got her own rebound. Put back. No good. She's fouled. Bailey Winder to the line.
You know, I'm surprised with a minute left. I'm surprised we didn't see the Taylor girls or Fuentes get put in this game.
Yeah. Winder at the line for two. First free throw. Perfect. Nykerk is out. She finishes with 20 points.
Fuentes in for Nykerk.
Winder's second free throw. Off the rim, no good. Seconds, 53-17. Glenwood. Sandoval, look at her. She's guarding whoever has the ball. She's just zipping all over the place. Pass to the near corner to Ruthie Casey. Steinberg lobs it over to Kovacic. Pass down to Dakota Kurt. Shot is partially blocked.
It's a fifth block for Winder.
Clock continues to run. 20 seconds left. Into Kurt. Shoots it. Scores it. First bucket of the fourth quarter. Only the second one for the half for Battle Mountain. 7-6-5-4-3-2-1. That'll do it. Final score 53-19. Glenwood with the dominant win. So they go to 1-1 lead, 7-11 overall. This is KMTS. Well, a nice win for the Glenwood Lady Demons as they beat the Battle Mountain Huskies 53-19. A dominant victory for Glenwood as they scored double figures every quarter, 13, 15, 14, and 11. Battle Mountain, single digits every quarter, 6, 7, 3, and 3. Glenwood just doing it with defense all night, rebounds, blocks, you name it, and timely passing, good offense, distributing the ball, sharing the ball, protecting the ball, good all-around game for Glenwood. As Taya Nykerk, monster night, 20 points, had... Double-double.
Yeah, she had 12 rebounds, 8 steals, and 1 block.
Oh, stop.
Yeah.
8 steals on the night. Almost a triple-double. A couple more steals. But Coach sat her down. 20 points for Taya. Bailey Winder, solid night. She was just missed denial. Just rejecting shots, shot after shot. She had 5 blocks on the night. And ends up with 8 points. Lindsey Helms with 15 points.
And 12 rebounds.
Big night for Lindsey.
Yep.
And Lily Wattier with 5 points, including a long bomb 3 that she just launched. She's good 2-3 feet beyond the arc and drained it. So she ends up with 5 points. Free throw shooting a little suspect tonight. Something they need to work on. Those free throws are critical against tougher competition. Anytime you get a chance to go to the line, you got to knock those down. But a big win for Glenwood, 53-19. L.A. Glendinning for Battle Mountain looked like she was going to be a tough customer. 6 quick points for Battle Mountain that first quarter, a bucket in the second quarter, and that was it. They shut her down. She did not score after that. And Glenwood wins it, 53-19 to go to 1-1 in league, 7-11 overall. With Durango coming up this Saturday.
Yeah, as I mentioned before, both Nykerk and Helms had 12 rebounds. Winder ends up with 5 rebounds. Nykerk had 8 steals. Davies had 3. Stewart had 2. And Wadier also had 2. For Battle Mountain, the rebound leader was Glenn Dining. She had 9. Then Gill had 7 after that. Gill ended up leaving in the third quarter. I think she had a little bit of a concussion kind of protocol. She had got hit in the head. She was holding the top of her head and was a little woozy and came out of the game. Did not come back in. Rodriguez had 5 rebounds. Glenn Dining had 3 blocks, but other than that, nobody had more than 2 steals or anything like that. Just not a whole lot to report there. One of the things that Glenwood did a lot better tonight, they only had 15 turnovers. And honestly, they were doing really well. They only had about 8 turnovers until that fourth quarter. And they got a little sloppy with their passes, had a bunch of quick steals there. But they forced 17 steals and a total of 28 turnovers for Battle Mountain. So anytime you can be on that kind of end of the turnover differential, that's going to be a better game for you.
Yep, absolutely. 53-19, the final. Boys game coming up in just a couple of minutes. This is KMTS.